the government seems to have a lack of vision in terms of investing in our heritage, and that's been going on now for at least 5 years, and we're now reaping the situation where we have now most of the M&H sites are closed because they have not enough funds to actually open them and maintain them. The Isle of Man is now trying to attract visitors to our island. We're getting a lot of coaches in. In Castletown, for example, we're getting coaches every day. And these facilities are all shut. And it makes no sense. Even in the days in the 80s, early 80s, when the Isle of Man really didn't have any money, government made sure that our heritage sites were open because we know that something like 70% of those who visit the island will visit a heritage site. So where's the logic in keeping them shut? It just doesn't make any sense.
Shouldn't these sites really be paying for themselves?
Well, heritage is a bit like many of the things we have in the Isle of Man. If you put them individually, then it's hard to show how they make it pay. But if you put them all collectively, then collectively all these things attract people to come to the Isle of Man, and it's just lack of funds that's causing this problem.
So where will we find this magic money tree?
Well, it's a matter of priorities. I mean, there's only two, I think, out of 11 sites that are open all the time. Then what's the point? I've been involved with heritage when I was in politics all my political life. We always invested in our heritage because we saw it as a vital component of tourism. And so we had the spin-off of it being good for our people to learn about where we come from. And secondly, it attracts tourists because our history is unique. And at the moment, most of our history is closed down during the summer months. It makes no sense.